Floridians for Reproductive Freedom hosted an online conference Thursday featuring state and local officials such as St. Pete City Council member Darden Rice. Last summer, Rice introduced the Reproductive Rights Resolution in St. Pete to show the city's commitment to reproductive health care. The resolution passed in a 6-2 vote, with council members Robert Blackman and Ed Montanari opposing. She says local officials must stand up to state interference.
And Florida Republican Representative Barnaby has introduced a 6-week anti-abortion ban, House Bill 167, for the 2022 legislative session. So now is a critical time to acknowledge the anti-abortion threats.
HB 167 was introduced in September by Republican Representative Webster Barnaby of Deltona. Barnaby, elected last fall, gave the opening prayers for several Donald Trump rallies. Last month, Gainesville City Commissioner David Areola and the city passed a resolution unanimously to support access to reproductive freedom. He says it's important for men to show support on this issue.
Most of these laws are written by rooms full of men. I feel it's important for men to step up, talk about the importance of opposing anti-abortion bills. Men are not going to have to face this decision in their lifetime.
St. Pete and Gainesville's resolutions are 2 of 14 across the state. Equality Florida's deputy field director, Yordanos Mola, spoke about the intersection of LGBTQ rights and reproductive rights.
LGBTQ rights are inextricably linked to abortion rights, as we face the same opposition from politicians who try to control our decisions about our lives and our families.
Hollandale Beach Commissioner Sabrina Javelina says reproductive rights may not seem like a local issue, but it is, and local officials can create meaningful change.
We have a unique opportunity to really mitigate a very hostile climate that was created by the federal and state governments and to innovate for our communities in ways that can advance reproductive freedom.
Floridians for Reproductive Rights have a caravan to the Capitol planned for January 12th. For more information on the coalition, visit floridareprofreedom.org. For WMNF News, I'm Arielle Stevenson.